Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Oh, did you get your Z's last night? Oh, good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. That's from Romeo and Juliet. But did you get your Z's last night? Good night, good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. And if they do, bite them back, so they won't bite tomorrow night. Good morning. Come on. Oh, it's 8 a.m. Central Time. It's a bright, sunny day. We had plenty of snow and cold wind. But this is a jolly, happy time of the year. It's a season of loving and giving. Did you ever wonder why we always have this exhilarating, fuzzy feeling about the holidays? And it really only lasts a couple of weeks. Did you ever wonder why that's so? Why can't this fuzzy feeling be all year long? It's a mindset. You've heard me say over and over again that your greatest freedom is that of choice. What are you choosing for this season? Let's just stay in the now. What are you choosing for this season? Are you going to be overwhelmed? You're not going to get enough. You're going to be stressed out. Why? You do know that stress is a choice. Stress and anxiety is a feeling of inadequacy. Stress is the leading factor not only in premature aging, but in early death. Is the issue, the situation, worth it? And who cares anyway? In a day or two, in 25 years, who cares? I want you to live in the now. Accept this moment as being gospel. And I have to tell you, let me see if I could find it now. Here it is. I was a guest on Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. And the host is Sue Zawiecki. It's going to be aired on 560 WIND in January. And I will give you all the information. It won't be on blog. It will be on regular AM radio, I believe about the second week in January. I'll give you plenty of time because we do talk about Blog Talk Radio. And I have to remind you over and over again that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. And so is the internet, because the show will be archived. My shows are archived. And you'll be able to listen to it at your leisure. And what was interesting about being a guest of Sue, charming young lady, I was old enough to be her mama. And we bridged the gap with the decades. Because when you're in your 50s, let me ask you something. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? This is when you decide how you want to look when you're 60, 70, and 80. Where did the time go? But Sue, on air, I am thanking you. It was a joyous. And the reception that I got was, oh, it made my heart sing. Thank you so much for being a charming hostess. So back to all of you. Pick up the mirror. How do you look? Dark circles under your eyes? Skin doesn't look too good. Indigestion is growling. Heartburn. Can you justify that? You know, I'm beginning to love the word justify. Why? If you're truly in the spirit of the holidays, whether it's Hanukkah, Ramadan is coming up pretty soon because this is when we left for Malaysia in 1996. Just a gentle reminder, I was selected from many, many, many applicants around the world to present my Simply Ageless for Life workshops as the guest of the Malaysian government. I presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Boy, talk about diversity. Ah, what an experience. And I look forward to going back. Toastmasters International is having their meeting in August, bringing the world together in Kuala Lumpur. And that could see me on the stage at the Concord Hotel, or wherever they're going to have it, and say, isn't it wonderful that we've all united in solidarity to let our voices be heard? Just as my voice is being heard on Block Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. You could discover what the world has to say. A variety of shows, eclectic. It's whatever you want, whatever your religion is, it doesn't matter. They're there for you by clicking on blogtalkradio.com. And the shows are archived, so it's blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates. And this entire week, on Tuesday, we did romantic gift giving. Today is, did you get your Z's? Did you know that the quality of your sleep and not getting enough sleep affects your looks? And if you don't get enough sleep, you'll look old. And, oh, come on, get over it. Looks do matter. And then tomorrow, finding your joy. That's at 11 a.m. And then on Friday at 6:30 a.m., holiday gifts of health and happiness. And I'll recap the entire week. So all of it has been about you. Step number one, if you're not getting your rest, you're setting yourself up for illness. Anger releases toxins and stress into your body. Stress releases toxins. And is it really worth it? So I'm going to repeat that the first hour is the rudder of the day. Come on. Let's do our nice cat stretch. Kind of wiggle your toes. Did you do your tapping today? A lot of that is in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an e-book, and it's yours free by calling in 347-637-3789. Yeah, it's yours for the asking. My secrets and methods. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now. And on Sue's show yesterday, we did Tarzan Thump. It's in the book. It's about 80 pages. And what I suggest to everyone, if your printer isn't set up to print out 80 pages, call Office Depot or Staples or Office Max and have one of their technicians print it out and have them put a bind on it to bind it. And it's yours free up until December 31st on New Year's Eve. You know, the day that you're going to make all of those New Year's resolutions that last about 72 hours the last time they checked. But that's then, right now, in search of sleep. It is vital to your health. Do you know that the brain and the body talk to each other and they go into repair work 2 hours into sleeping? I wish that more people cared about their body as they do their investments. Huh, you thought I was going to say car. Nah, I'm out on the road a lot. I've seen a lot of cars. And by their condition, I could tell that the people are not very healthy. Because your car is an extension of you. How you take care of your car reflects on how you take care of your body. Sramisa. Sramisa in Croatian is shame on you. Man, I have seen cars that I'm like, whoa. And then I'm not surprised because when I see the driver or the owner come out, I go, well, it's a match. I could tell. We drive a Nissan Sentra. It's leased. We've been with Nissan for 20 years. Yes, I know everyone is saying American made, but I have to tell you something. When you're with a company that takes care of you the way that they have taken care of us, there was no reason for us to change. And I'm all for American made. But I also look for the customer service. How do they treat me? And their family. They're simply family. And our car, now don't laugh, her name is Emily. Every car that we've owned, her name is Emily. I was in the stage play, Emily. And this was Stephen Metcalf's. Oh, I loved it. I was Deirdre. What a play. And I had to memorize that, but we'll talk about that later. We keep our car as neat as a pin, just like the apartment that we live in. Even though we're renting, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take care of it. Your home is a reflection of you and your choices. Your life, as it is right now, is a reflection of your choices. You are the artist of your life. And I love what Dr. Seuss had to say. Oh, you're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And there's no one newer than you. You're authentic. But your authentic you this Christmas season, what are you going to present? You've heard me use the analogy that when you lean over the candlelight, the romantic candlelight, is it going to be, oh, man, I just didn't sleep last night. Oh, man, I've got so much to do. Oh, geez, I'm just so tired. And your face shows it. And you want to know what? If you don't get your Z's at night, you look old. And you've heard me say time and time again, be childlike, not childish. Now, they say that Christmas is a time for children, no matter their age. You could be 90 and be childlike. Spirit is the only ticket, and the heart the only gauge. So how heart healthy are you? Before I go into the core in the depth of today's show, I'm reading from, the Daily Herald has so many wonderful articles. And this is interesting. I didn't realize this. That the color of your plate, by the way, look at your plate, the food that you put your plate on, and what you see on that plate is you. That's the condition of your heart and your body and your tummy. Would you eat fewer cookies off a red plate? This is from a recent study, shows that you might. Oh my goodness, CNN. And where else? Okay, as the holidays roll around, some of us, no, see, I don't. I'm not a cookie eater. I'm not chocolate. But put me in a macadamia factory and I'll eat everything. And macadamias are loaded with fat. I don't care. I said I would eat a couple, not the whole factory. As the holidays roll around, some of us can't wait to pile our plates with cookies, candy, and family favorites. Oh, backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Ma Pawn, with her baking her jelly donuts. Oh, apple strudel, pavititsa. Oh, all natural ingredients. Baked bread, homemade everything. Okay, it's it, but if you're feeling overwhelmed by seasonal excess, try focusing on the color red. That was according to a new study. People tend to eat or use less things presented on red dishes, whether it's chocolate or hand cream. Now, isn't that interesting? This is news to me. Don't you see why I love doing talk radio? Previously, scientists found diners at a pasta buffet heaped the marinara on if they used white plates, but took smaller helpings if their plates were red. They did the opposite when the pasta had white sauce. So researchers thought the key to eating less might be sharp color contrast. So they did a new study, the journal Appetit, Bon Appetit, this month indicates it's not contrast, but one specific color, red. Why? That causes people to cut back on what they consume in a new study. Volunteers rated the saltiness of popcorn, nuttiness of chocolate, and stickiness of hand cream. Each person received a pre-measured sample of a product on a plate that was one of three colors, red, white, or blue. The volunteers munched and moisturized as much as they liked while they filled out their answers. Okay, here's the result. On average, people ate less popcorn and chocolate when they were served on red plates compared to blue or white. And contrast had little to do with it, with these results. Is red offensive? What do you think? Call in 347-637-3789. You know, I have white dinnerware. No, we don't have a weight problem. We don't have any issue with food. However, I do love guacamole. And I do love nachos with sour cream and guacamole. But I very seldom have them. And I wonder why that is. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching every country in the world. You could call in at 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You'll get the book free. My gift to you up until the end of the show. No, December 31st at midnight. And then we start in with Auld Lang Syne. And then we'll look back on the year and go, where did it go? Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I have to remember to send the book to Sue Sawecki on the Aging Info Radio. You see, we're all coming together. We're all learning from each other. There is no separation. There is no competition. Oh, I'm telling you, the reception, I can't get over it. It was heartwarming. I didn't want to leave. But then life does go on, doesn't it? Do you have your pen and pad out? You always have to have it when you're listening to Live with Kathy. Is your mirror there? Come on, reach over. Reach over. Oh, take a good yawn, and how do you look? How did you sleep last night? We'll get to that shortly in the second half of the show. That's my little teaser. You see, if I gave you all the information up front, I don't want you to click me off. And remember, if you do, I have strange powers. I will find you. And you will get coal in your stocking at Christmas time. You could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. That's 847-882-8717. And then, remember, it's always... Excuse me, on my dime, when you call, I'll just tell you to hang up and I'll call you back. And there are no gimmicks. There's nothing. There's no, what do they do? You see, I under-promise and over-deliver. And once you give me your email, it's through. I get rid of it if you don't want me to keep it. It'll be your loss because remember, move over, Ponce de Leon. And all of you researchers out there that I admire and thank you so much, you got to get a hold of my book. You're going to teach the world how to acupress their entire body before they get out of bed. Thank you, Chinese and Japanese health advocates. I've learned so much from you. And from Dr. Paviola. Are you confused? You see, I can't do this alone. So I surround myself with mastermind people. And if I have an issue, if I'm stuck, I immediately call them and say, look, I have this little issue. Will you help me with it? It's all in the book. See, I'm a visionary and futuristic thinker. I knew at the age of 7 I didn't want to grow old. And at the age of 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Be sure and log on. Kathy Watson Speaks. CathiWatson Speaks. SPEAKS.com. Click on all of the buttons. And you'll see me. Kathy Watson meets up with the future. Moving and climbing higher on the path of life which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. And when you see that, I have on my marabou hat and my luscious Mongolian lamb muff. One of a kind. And it's mine. And I love wearing it. It's a showstopper. I think I'll wear that Saturday. We're having a family party. Thanks, Ken. My nephew Ken, the son of Helen, my sister, who passed away a year ago, August. Oh, do I miss her? And I said, oh, Ken, it's going to be so sad. He said, no, not really, because Aunt Helen will be here in spirit. And I'll tell you how that goes. Yeah, I think I'll wear that. But today I'm another thing, sidebar. Today I'm going through my closet. I am decluttering clothes that I haven't worn for a while. They are going to go bye-bye. And my vintage coats and marabou coat of full length, it's taking up space. And my beautiful outfit when I was in the Ms. Senior Illinois pageant. And the gowns, they're hanging in garment bags in lockers. I have to bite the bullet and share it with the world. I have to bite the bullet and look at all of my jewelry. That brings back so many memories. But they're sitting in boxes. They need to be out there to be worn by other people. And I'm going to encourage you to declutter your closet, your jewelry, the stuff that you're not wearing, and make other people happy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And be sure and click on books. You could read a chapter of The Elixir of Youth and then choices. Ah, choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. It's a tribute to the authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. And you will rejoice in their victorious achievements. 14 of us bared our soul. We have guts. And if you don't have any guts, there's no glory. So what can you learn? This is a timeless book, just like the Elixir and the Heart of the Lion. They're timeless. And choices. You want it at your fingertips. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. Now, paradise could be material or spiritual. Are you into material? When is more going to be enough? How many cars can you drive? How many houses can you live in? And you know, you read about all of these power players, people in politics and movie stars. They have a house on every continent. Why? I don't know. Silver Fox and I simplified our life. The most important thing is our togetherness, our caring for each other, and waking up every morning saying thank you, God, for our good health, good fortune, good everything. And Buddha said in the fourth prayer, what I wish for me, I wish for the entire world and all mankind. So in choices, darling, that you could get at Amazon.com. Hi, Rhea. And the significant other of Bob. She's an executive director of Mediation West. Brilliant lady, darling, beautiful person. It's all in the book, and how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. And then how about Barbara Hofmeister, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And then Joan C., who at the age of 24 was told she was going blind, and there was no cure. Now what I want you to do is go to the end of the chapter first and look at their photos. Lee's passion has been to help others reach their goals by example. Retirement is not an option. She's in her late 70s. Lee's driving desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth during these challenging times. Yeah. Get the book. Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. And she is a partner on Live with Kathy, the consortium of people that are willing to bear their souls and to share their product and service with you that may make a difference in your life. So my invitation to you, to explore the infinite possibilities of being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. Heard 4 times a week. The show is sponsor-driven. I'd rather use the word partnership, because we are partners. We're buddies. 4 times a week. The introductory offers 10 weeks. You're heard 40 times. But you call me at 847-882-8717. And let's see if we're a match. It's a marketing tool. I'll help you with your mini-mercial. And then you're invited to co-host with me. And then you're going to listen to yourself on radio, and then you're going to decide. Would I jump up and buy my product, or, egads, I need some tweaking. And we tweak. Then you're on the air again. You see, this is a process in personal growth when you're working with me, because you're under my umbrella, my vast wings, and you come soar with me. You'll be soaring with eagles, not running with the herd. So for more information on this exciting offer, call 847-882-8717. And we'll talk about it. You don't make any commitment right that minute. But remember, as the population ages, the need for anyone's service products grows and grows and grows. 847-882-8717. And the Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and the City are in partnership with me. You see, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in the artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's a four, you have to qualify. It's a four-year apprenticeship. But you're making money, you get a paycheck, you're learning your trade, your pension is growing, and so is your health care. And it follows you everywhere you go. And it is college affiliated. All for higher education. Education is relative. It's across the board. It's everything. Without the genius of iron workers, nothing would be standing. You see, their work is buried, never to be seen by the naked eye, but the end result is there. And Frank DeMarco, who was my co-star in Love Letters, Iron Retired Iron Worker, and starred in movies, said, "Listen, Missy, every step you take, no matter what building you're climbing, you just thank we iron workers because we made it happen." And I do. I married one. www.ironworkers.org. Now, if you want to learn more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in the trade, log on youtube.com Union Ironworkers. youtube.com Iron Workers Impact. And then if you want to see them come together, oh, solidarity, they're family-oriented. Log on ironfest.com or go to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on August 9th. They came from far, from Canada, from the States, and together they molded into one family in solidarity. Are you born lonely? Don't have to be. Did you ever think of checking into your park district? I'm a member of Hoffman Estates Park District. That's where I do my workouts. And they're the 2009 National Gold winners. And Riga Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. Log on heparks.org. And she's also in the book Choices, Divine Intervention, A Trip to the South Side of Chicago. Changed her life forever. heparks.org. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Park District Senior Centers and your libraries are lusting to have you contact them. And don't forget Toastmasters International. Improve. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. The passport to your future. It marks your identity, your signature, your branding. Your voice is you. Record your voice. Do you like what you hear? If you don't, give me a call because I teach, I mentor, I teach the quality of your voice because it's yours for time and all eternity. Oh, won't be long before the tax man cometh. Please engage, embrace a certified public accountant. Unfortunately, early on in my career, I did not have a CPA. I just had a public accountant. Boy, that choice came back to bite me in the butt time and time again. Greg McIntyre on ahtax@ameritech.net. Awesome. And he'll give you 5 minutes of his time, and then if you need more, then the rates are individually assessed. Now, money matters, and lack of sleep will truly, truly rob you of your beauty. And that is not a myth. Money, divorce, marriage, and lack of sleep. That's my triage. If you don't have your sleep, you just can't function. And it affects your looks. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Secret number 7, page 42. We could de-stress our face. See, oh, good looks inside out. On the outside, I have this cream, Procaine, 2 ounces, around $50. All sales are final. I haven't got time for returns. And it is so effective. You see, I've kept it a secret for over 20 years, and I thought it was time. It is so effective, you only use it 3 times a week. Now, when you order that, you also get the book free. You're getting, 2 for the price of 1. And it may just change your life. So you know how to get in touch with me. There are remarkable people out there, aren't there? It is my pleasure to acknowledge Edith Mahan every week and every day. She's an author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. To learn more, log on enamm.com. or email ensharesmile@aol.com. She's filled with positive energy, power, pep. And toxic negative thinking, people, TNT, no room in my life. You see, it's a choice. It's a choice. And I want to be Pip, sizzling, sensational senior with positive energy and power. Her book is available at Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble. And I wish them the best that the world has to offer them. And now we come to, let's see, it's the 18th, 7 days to Christmas, almost the end of the month. Are you going to have more month than money? Have you been having trouble paying your bills? I don't care what your situation is, but think out of the box. Are you retired, solopreneur? You could be the CEO of a big corporation. I don't care. But did you think about working for yourself? Did you know that there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills, and get a residual check at the end of the month? Yeah, a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And you're going to need a business account. You're just not going to go into this with, oh, well, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll da-da-da, and maybe I will, maybe I won't. Uh-uh. You're going to have a business plan. You're going to log on, letecia.myshackley.com. And this is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Do you know together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways? We are so powerful. Men, move over. Your claim to fame is the glass ceiling. We don't even need that. We're beyond that. And darlings, don't forget, we gave you birth. We are the CEO of our own companies if we're stay-at-home moms and dads. So you really have nothing on women. And I'm not a feminist. I just know our power. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I don't know. Are you getting wealthy by working for corporate America? But keep your daytime job. It doesn't matter. But have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Think about your own home-based business. Oh, stop the whining. I don't know what to do. You call. You get in touch with Lee or me because we work together. And we'll work with you. We'll decide together. We'll give you options. For example, here's a gal that decided that her home-based business would be in resale. Watches, costume jewelry, paintings, silver plate china, and vintage clothes. You could do that out of the comfort of your home. Jewelry, makeup. Come on. It's scary, but it doesn't have to be because we're here to help you. Imagine your own hours and make it a family affair. Teach the kids football, soccer, basketball. Oh, great. I'm all for it. But teach them about finance. Money is power, but it's only a form of exchange. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is that mindset to do achieve. More our people are becoming wealthy, starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. More and more around the world, men and women, grandmothers, grandfathers, age has nothing to do with it, are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Letecia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And there's still time to call in, 347-637-3789. Can't fall asleep? Did you get your Z's last night? Let me embrace you with, this is no myth. Beauty sleep is no myth. We really do. And this comes from scientific evidence from Sweden. They kept people awake for 31 hours. They developed droopy, swollen eyelids, bloodshot eyes, and dark circles under their eyes. 40 observers who compared photographs of 10 people before and after sleep deprivation. It's been confirmed that sleep-deprived people are perceived as more fatigued, less attractive, sad, and less healthy than when they were rested. And they did a research in Sweden. You know, Sweden just loves beauty, and they love their seniors. Now, they also perceived, are you ready for this? Sleep-deprived people appeared to have more facial wrinkles. And did you know that sleeping on the pillow the wrong way will increase facial wrinkles, and so will smoking, the constant puckering up? It's all in the book. All in the book. Now, they did another test on rats. Deprived of sleep, quickly develop nasty skin lesions on their paws and their tails. It is well known that when you sleep, the blood flow to your skin increases dramatically. I told you that the body and the brain talk to each other. It thus seemed likely that sleep loss would affect the skin. Now, let me repeat that. It said, it is well known that when you sleep, the blood flow to your brain increases dramatically. Now, the 10 people who took this test said that they felt mentally fatigued and developed a droopy mouth. And that usually indicates sadness. And they became very negative. And you're more emotional in general when you don't get enough sleep. You're quick. You're just quick to respond when you don't even think about it. So research provides strong support for the folk wisdom that good sleep improves facial appearance. The study, like the recent study in the journal Sleep, also concluded that sleep-deprived people look less attractive, less healthy, when they're well-rested. Stress, disease, physical or mental exertion affect health. But a lack of studies specifically looking at how facial cues of fatigue relate to health. You can usually tell. You know, I studied the face, the Chinese, and I could almost tell what's going on. Now, I'm not a doctor. Now, listen to me. I am not a doctor. But pick up the mirror. Hey, how do you look? In Search of Sleep. How did you sleep last night? In a 2005 survey by the National Sleep Foundation, 54% reported at least one symptom of insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, waking a lot during the night, waking up feeling unrefreshed. And this happened at least a few nights during the week or over the previous years. 33% said they had experienced symptoms almost every night. Which have you experienced? Factor in depression, anxiety, or pain? It is no myth that sleep is essential. Now, in the Elixir Review of Secrets of a Spring Chicken, the e-book doesn't have the chapter. In the soft copy, You Are How You Sleep. And this is by one of the leading doctors in sleep behavior. A good laugh and a good sleep are the best cures in a doctor's book. That's an Irish proverb. Now, this is from the Academy of Sleep Medicine. A sudden wave of drowsiness should be treated almost as serious as chest pain. This is from the book. It's a chapter in my book, You Are How You Sleep. And you have to order it through me. It's a soft copy. And it has other chapters in it that could be vital to helping you change your life. Not entirely, but in some areas. It's your choice. Sleep is not just for rest. It's a very stormy process. When our body and mind cleans house and it gets a chance to recharge. The first 2 hours of sleep are essential. Well, your thoughts before you go to bed are essential. Have happy thoughts. Wake up with happy thoughts. The first hour is the runner of the day. Plan your day. So you might have a little upset. Push it aside. Accept it. Resolve it. Get on with your life. Biological rhythms of all organs are synchronizing in sleep as our biological clock. A unit of good sleep is a unit of good health. A unit of bad or disruptive sleep is a unit of bad health. Do you want to live long? Healthy? Do your looks matter? Take care of your sleep clock. If your biological rhythms are out of sync in sleep, you may have multiple problems. Did you know that there are 50 sleep disorders recognized by the International Classification of Sleep Disorders? Now, I'm just going to give you a partial list, symptoms of payment for a bad night's sleep. Muscle pain, snoring, teeth grinding, apnea. That usually happens, stop breathing. Nocturnal asthma, irregular heartbeat, nose bleeding, bedwetting, insomnia, night terrors, sleepwalking, head banging, body rocking. And during the day, have you had this problem? Falling asleep while driving? Daytime irritability? Hyperactivity? Depression, weight gain, hair loss, memory lapses. Instead of asking, how is your day going? Ask, did you have a bad sleep? Now, this is from a sleep study, and the purpose is to observe and record changes in a person's biorhythms of the brain, heart muscles, and other organs, and how the biorhythms of each organ synchronize with each other. They work together, and you could go and be hooked up and find out why you're experiencing chronic fatigue, unwarranted rage attacks. Early diagnosis and treatment of sleep-related problems have saved many people's lives. So, darling, you can't fall asleep? It's just amazing how many people are relying on over-the-counter aids to help them sleep at night. That is not the natural way to help your body to health and beauty. Go to a sleep doctor. Go to a recognized sleep therapist. Listening to Live with Kathy tomorrow at 11 a.m. Until then, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. And if they do, bite them back so they won't bite tomorrow night. Until then, Have a good night's sleep. Au revoir.